You're listening to the Andrew Dickens Afternoons podcast from Newstalk ZB.
I came in this morning, I thought, I'm not going to talk about dolphins. Whole world's been talking about dolphins, and my producer Andrew said, oh, for God's sake, please don't talk about dolphins. All we've been hearing is about dolphins, but I came in and all I heard was dolphins. Dolphin gate. So maybe I've got to say where I stand on the issue. So as we all know, Sir Russell Coutts had what I would call an epic meltdown over the cancellation of Saturday racing of his Sail GP series. Now, he had to refund the spectators' tickets for Saturday, which I reckon, back of the envelope, that means at least a third of his income from the weekend gone. Because it'd be Saturday tickets, Sunday tickets, then there'd be, you know, sponsors and TV and broadcast revenue. I reckon he lost a third of his money. And then he belittled all of New Zealand for a bureaucratic torpor that stops go-getters like him getting their way. Now, here's the thing. I would have raced if I could. And if a foiling boat travelling at 80 kilometres an hour ran over a calving dolphin, turning it into sashimi, I could then say, well, look, we've learnt our lesson, and could you please pass the rice and the wasabi? But I think it's important to realise how we got to this point, where they were racing and they had the protocols. So remember that Russell Coutts sailed Littleton last year with dolphin protocols. One race day got delayed. So he knew the problems with Littleton, but carried on. This year, he decided, no, I don't want to do Littleton. I want to do Auckland. More people, and there's those goddamn dolphins down in Littleton. So he decided he wanted to race in Auckland. He wanted to build a stadium and hospitality on the site of a former oil and chemical storage site. Auckland said, you can't put people and food on poisoned land. We're getting there. Russell said, oh, well, stuff you. And then flounced straight back to Littleton. There was no investigation of alternative Auckland sites. I'm sure he could have raced somewhere else. It's our big gulf. He didn't look at going to Wellington. He was under time pressure. He had, what, 5-6 months to get this done. So he went straight back to Littleton. He went to Christchurch and signed a contract, knowing all the protocols and the possibility of disruption. He knew all about the Littleton problem, but carried on, hoping for the best. So when the Saturday race was delayed, because, and I was watching this, because I'm into this, the race was delayed and they said, there's a mammal on course. The tele coverage, which is owned by Russell, promptly started playing a promo praising Sail GP's respect for the environment, that they are powered by nature, and that they look after our marine mammal buddies. You know, it was really good press for a clean, green GP event. That's the Sail event, versus, say, the motor racing, which was the same weekend in Melbourne. Now, it was good press until the dolphin didn't move on. And so then he unleashed a spray about New Zealand holding people like him back. I don't think it's in Russell Coutts' construction to admit that, oh, I made a bad choice, and to assume some personal responsibility. And then, of course, he tried to make it seem like he was a victim. Now, I don't think this is a left versus right issue. Though, of course, if you back the dolphin, you're a lefty, and if you back Russell, you're a righty. I don't think this is a nature versus industry issue either. This is an issue about contracts and adherence to business principles and agreements and personal responsibility. I think this was all good until Sir Russell lost some money. So why don't we all take a deep breath, realize that New Zealand loves the product, the biggest crowd that Sail GP's ever had, that you can find a place that does not have a marine mammal or a snail, and you can do your race. Put it on in an appropriate venue, and we should all move on. I've had a text from Susan already. All morning in Canterbury, we've had to put up with 3 hours of talkback about the bloody race. I agree, which is why I'm not going to do any.
For more from Andrew Dickens Afternoons, listen live to Newstalk ZB or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.